The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Many people got their CAO offers today, hope to be heading off to third level education if they can afford to do so. So-called free third level education, well, that went by the board a few years ago with the introduction of the €3,000 registration fees. But it's not just that, it's the cost of living for so many people. Shen Darisha is a Students' Union President at Trinity College Dublin. How many people do you reckon are missing classes, not because they're doing the old student thing of being out on the rip, but because they're simply travelling long distances from home and can't get to classes on time? Are they actually working part-time jobs to try and earn the money to live while they're at third level?
Well, the exact number of students who are doing that is getting bigger and bigger every single year. As we've seen, the money students need to go to college is getting harder and harder to come by. So students are being forced to either commute long distances or work way more part-time hours than traditionally is normal. So it's the effect this is having on students is in academically, socially, their physical well-being and their mental health. It's tragic.
Yeah, people hopping on buses or even trains to travel to college every day. How long might they be spending on their commute?
So I've had students come into me travelling 3 hours daily from Cavan, and what they're spending on commute, it doesn't rack up to the same price as the cost to live in Dublin, but this price is more than just financial. It's their bit of well-being that's being affected academically as well. They're not performing to the level they could be performing at.
So what's the solution?
More affordable, appropriate student accommodation. So these students have places to stay in Dublin and around the country. It's not just a Dublin issue. It's Cork's the same, Galway's the same. And what we've seen is more student accommodation coming online, but they're way beyond the means of any typical student coming from an average income family anywhere in Ireland.
Okay, let's bring in the money doctor, John Lowe. What's the estimate as to how much it costs a student or the student's parents for 3 to 4 years in university doing a degree?
Well, you know, I've had, and good afternoon or good evening, Matt. I've had parents in, or would-be parents, who want to know, can they even afford to have a child, let alone look at third-level education? The cost of third level is estimated around 42,000. Last year, Dublin Institute of Technology had a cost of living guide, and their survey estimated that it would rent 12,495 a year.
Of after-tax income?
Yes, of after-tax income, absolutely. It's actually, there are parents who are probably listening to this who probably can't afford to send their child. And I do know even some, in rural areas who definitely can't afford to send their child, in particular where they have the 500 points plus and they can't afford it. We're nearly getting to the stage, Matt, where we're like America or even the UK, where the cost, and this is before our fees here in Ireland have started, because we have registration fees, but they're not really fees, they're only 3,000. In America, you would pay probably about, maybe $150,000 for an education, 2-3 year third level. And that $150,000 is beyond virtually all parents at this stage. So the child, the student, takes out the loan with a, some kind of bank. They don't pay any tax or any interest or any capital back. And at the end, when they've graduated and they've got their nice plum job, 30% of their income for the next 10 years is gone in repaying that loan.
Is that a good financial investment, though? Are you still better off doing that to get a third level degree, to get a better paying job?
Well, the thing is that the only way that you're going to get a good job is through third level, by doing third level. You have to have, even having an ordinary degree is not even good enough. You need to get a master's.
So add another couple of years' expense on there.
Well, I mean, I've just had a daughter who's just finished in Trinity and did 4 years there, and she's now going to do a UCD computer science degree, 16 months. It's huge money, and I think that, the students here, including myself in the past, we got away with murder because our parents just paid for it. But it's getting to very close to where the student, if they really want to go ahead and get a really decent, employment or career, they need to start putting the money in themselves.
Okay, back to you, Shane DeRees, from Trinity College Students' Union as president. Any evidence of people having to drop out and give up because they just simply can't afford to be in college?
Yes, definitely. There's students forced to delay their education and put their life on hold to work and rack up the money to pay the fees for the year. We've seen today as well a decrease in CAO applications to college nationwide, and especially Trinity has seen an 8% decrease in first preferences to Trinity. And that's, I would confidently say that that's due to the financial strain placed on families by going to third level, especially in Dublin. from accommodation to just the price cost of living in Dublin as well. The grant was slashed back in 2012 by the government and has not been restored since. So despite the cost of living going up, the government has not taken any action to provide any relief to families and to students who are trying to get an education.
Okay, listener says student car ownership doesn't seem to be a problem at UL. They cost 20 to 30 minute tailbacks within the campus alone. Not sure they're all broke if they can buy a car, insure it and pay fuel and tax. Now, I can't imagine that the amount of car ownership, student car ownership, is particularly high. But even if it is, presumably it makes more sense to have a car and drive from rural locations into places like Limerick or Cork or whatever, rather than to paying for accommodation in those cities.
And that may be so, but that's not an option for everyone. In the capital city, it would be completely preposterous to propose that students should be able to drive to here. Parking's hard enough to get in Dublin anyway. In some campuses it works, but in a lot of campuses it won't.
Stefan says, my daughter is 5. I have an investment account and she will study in Germany where it's much cheaper, no fees. If she doesn't study, fine, I'll then have a Porsche. Is that the case, John Lowe, that you almost have to, even though you might have enormous financial demands between mortgage, various other things, when children are small, that you do actually have to start putting money into a savings account for when they may go to third level 10, 15 years hence?
Well, it's definitely a case where you really got to start planning from a very early age, Matt. You know, if you got the 140 child benefit from the time your child is born and you put it away, you know, under the mattress because you about as much interest you get under there as you will in the bank, and you leave it there for, and you keep saving it for the full 17 years because on the 18th birthday it stops, you will accumulate €28,000 just from, you know, saving it every month. But that's still 14,000 shy for the third level. And that's forgetting about second level or even national. It is all about planning. And, you know, it is unfair on students in particular who, if they are, you know, given half the money required for the college, that they have to work. My daughter, since getting back to her last year, there was absolutely no way that she could have done any kind of work as well as study at the same time. She managed, actually, believe it or not, to get a first, but that was only because she had the time and affordability to be able to sit at home and study in the library.
Okay, John Lowe, the Money Doctor, thank you. Shane DeRish, the president of Trinity College Students Union, thank you for joining us. One listener says, my nephew's at Oxford. It works out much cheaper than going to a Dublin university. I have one daughter, a final year of college. Second daughter got an offer today from CAO to attend UCC science course. I'm self-employed. Susie won't even look at me. Can't afford second daughter's fees and living expenses. At our wit's end unless we remortgage. Such an unfair country.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.